Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Stock up for the weekend. Do it tonight. It's going to be a little chilly and windy this weekend. You're probably going to hunker down in the cave and watch some games. You need to stock up at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Snacks, water, soft drinks. Roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day, and the pickle bar is second to none. It's unbelievable. Hey, you may want to start thinking about stocking up for the holidays. Thanksgiving is less than 2 weeks away. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, key routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. We go back to the Meadowlands last night, the Bills and the New York Jets.
Penske win it as Crosby comes in right towards the net. Stick handling, backhanded home, and it's over. Sidney Crosby like a typewriter moving in towards the net. And he beats goaltender Condon, and the Penguins have won this game. And the shootout, your final score, the Penguins 4 and the Canadians 3. And yes, Elvis has just left the building.
Mike Lang with a call on the Penguins radio network at the Bell Center in Montreal as Sidney Crosby won it with a penalty shot after they had gone overtime 4-3. They beat Montreal. That's our play-by-play call of the day. All right, let's get to some Penn State football news and notes here for you, and then get back to the phone lines at 800-795-9565, because I want to know, think about this. We're going to have Greg Pickle, PennLive.com, here in a moment. But think about this question. Then I want to get more calls in before the show's over with. And that is, what venue did you walk into for the first time, look around and say, wow, I can't believe I'm here. Wow. Let's bring in Greg Pickle, PennLive.com. Greg, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, Steve, always a pleasure. Great to be back.
All right, so let's start with the bye week. It's not an off week. It's a bye week. What do you think they need to accomplish with two more to play after 10 straight weeks of this?
Yeah, you know, it's a twofold question, Steve. The first one obviously goes to game prep, and the biggest thing is health. I mean, you can have the greatest game plan in the world to go against Jim Harbaugh's Wolverines in 2 weeks. But if your guys are still banged up and bruised, didn't get enough treatment, you know, it's not really going to make all that much of a difference. So health is always the first thing that's talked about on a bye week for obvious reasons. And that's going to be a big part of what Penn State accomplishes. And then the other thing is that the time they have to go back and look and see how Michigan sort of transformed, you know, since Jim Harbaugh's got there. There's plenty of tape now. You know, this team is probably playing a little bit differently. I think there's probably been an uptick in the physicality and nature in which it plays and, you know, things like that over the course of the season that Penn State will be able to pick up on. And, you know, they'll have a chance to watch them play this weekend as well. Northwestern seemed to benefit from that. They had a bye week before they faced Penn State last weekend. So I think that's the two things are, of course, health and then all the long-term opportunities you have to plan for a pretty good Michigan team. And then the flip side is recruiting. You know, Penn State will be on the road Thursday, Friday, probably some Saturday. And they get a chance to not only see their current verbal commitments play, but also check out some, you know, prospects. There's not a whole lot of room left in the class of 2016, but there's enough that they'll make some trips and see some guys. And then the classes of 2017 and 2018 are underway as well. You know, and we've talked about that before, that the recruiting cycle just really does never sleep. And if you get a chance on the bye week to sort of get out and see those kids, meet those coaches, and, you know, keep establishing the relationships. We know this coaching staff has done a really good job of building so far since they've got here.
In fact, you talked about taking a look at Michigan. Part of the tape that's changed is the use of Jabril Peppers, which we'll get into, obviously, next week. Next up is Jordan Lucas. What kind of career, in your estimation, did he have, and what does his loss mean at this time?
Yeah, I think in terms of his career, it may be one of the more underrated ones. I mean, this is a kid that you know, played in double-digit consecutive games, started double-digit consecutive games before the San Diego State game. He was reliable, and he's done pretty much anything that, you know, the defensive coordinators, no matter who it's been, have asked of him. I mean, he's a kid that, you know, has been very, very solid when it comes to, you know, filling in roles where he's needed, being an impact player. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, we maybe didn't hear his name as much this year, and he's been banged up and obviously going through some things that have now cost him the season. But, I mean, he was as reliable as they come in a lot of different scenarios, at corner, at safety. You know, he helped groomed at least Marcus Allen into the safety he's become as a true sophomore, and the young corners too. You know, you think about guys like Trevor Williams and Grant Haley. You know, I think Jordan Lucas had a pretty big, if understated, role in sort of helping those guys grow into the players they are and continue to be. And then for Penn State's defense, it's tough. I mean, this is a guy that was sort of the quarterback of the defense. You know, now they've lost two of them. They lost Naheem Wortman-White, you know, and he was sort of the guy that crowd everything together. And then now you lose Jordan Lucas and sort of able to –
Exactly, and that's part of it. That's, you know, Bob Shoup likes to build his defense up the middle and fan out. You're talking about the middle linebacker and the safety, so they've had to overcome those two as you move forward in all this. This gives everyone a chance to step back and breathe. We go through the week-by-week evaluation of what's going on. So what are you seeing big picture right now based on how closely you follow recruiting and based on the young players you've now had a chance to watch this year that are freshmen, redshirt freshmen, and sophomores? What are you seeing big picture right now of where the program is as opposed to the week-by-week evaluations?
Yeah, I think big picture-wise, we'll start with the current team. Then we can go to recruiting. But with the current team, you see a lot of young guys that are going to be back next year and the year after that making impact. You know, you think of Jason Cabinda, the valuable experience he's getting going forward, Troy Reeder, the experience he's getting, you know, Malik Golden and Troy Apke now, and what they'll be able to get, Marcus Allen and Grant Haley. I mean, that's just on the defensive side. Then on the offensive side, you got most of the line coming back. You have, obviously, Saquon Barkley and Christian Hackenberg has eligibility left as well, and the receivers are in the same boat. So I think we've seen improvement from these guys. Is it as much as maybe they'd want? Well, sometimes yes and sometimes no, but that's all part of the growing process. And I think that, you know, they are going in the right direction. It might be hard to see after a loss to Northwestern that it was probably arguably should have been a win. But at the end of the day, I think they are taking steps forward. And there's a lot of good players in this program. You know, there's a lot of guys that have not been on the field yet and are maybe stuck behind guys. I mean, think of the impact a guy like a Torrence Brown has made when he's been on the field this year. He's been pretty good, even though he's behind Garrett Sickles and Carl Nassib and not seen all that many reps. And he's just one example of a guy like that. So, you know, that's not even getting into the redshirt freshman area of it and guys that are still growing into both the on-field and off-field roles of being a college football player. So I think everything's going in the right direction. You know, could it be behind pace? Maybe. I don't know. But, you know, when you step back and look at this thing, where it was compared to where it is, you know, I think it's definitely taking steps forward. And then recruiting, you know, it is what it is. I mean, Penn State has got a lot of commitments before the season started. They've only had one leave the class. And, you know, they're still fighting for a few guys. Levert Hill, Miles Sanders, Quinn Norton, all those guys are sort of keeping eyes on other schools. But Penn State hasn't lost them yet, and that's really what the key is right now. And then 2017, they have a lot of good traction in what's going to be a loaded Mid-Atlantic region as well.
Yeah. When it comes to the – I mentioned the non-travel guys, for example, the scout team guys, which are loaded with freshmen that are being redshirted this year. Well, a couple of guys – that you're very interested in, that we've had a chance to look at some of the practices and so forth, and you've kind of kept your eye on?
Well, one guy we've heard a lot about that Penn State has burned his red shirt, and I think we'll find out when we get to talk to James Franklin later today, but I'll be interested to see what they do with Aaron Monroe. He's a safety that, you know, Penn State brought in from Washington, D.C. in the last recruiting class. They've redshirted him so far, but now they're going to have to decide if they want to get him on the field for the last two games, if he's close enough and ready enough, or if they just want to roll with what they have and sort of just finish out the season like that and save his eligibility. And, you know, so he's a guy to really keep an eye on. He's a talented safety. And then you have a guy like Garrett Taylor at corner who's come along nicely as well. So I think those are two guys to certainly watch on the defensive side of the ball, even though they haven't seen the field yet. And then when you flip to offense, you know, there's plenty of talent there. You have a guy like, you know, Andre Robinson, who's behind, you know, Saquon Barkley and the others, but waiting in the wings and supposedly growing. You have a group of young offensive linemen, and I think many expected, you know, save for a guy like Ryan Bates, we're going to need a lot of time to sort of get physically where they need to be to play at this level. But at the same time, you know, that's fine because that's what the redshirt year is for. And those guys seem to be progressing, you know, fine as well. We'll see more later today. And, you know, it doesn't really seem like any of these guys, from what I've been able to gather and tell, have taken a step back that came in that are redshirting. And that's big. When you look at a guy like DeAndre Tompkins, who went through this process last year and then found a role on this team this year, that's what all the guys that are redshirting now are trying to do. And I think there's plenty of guys that aren't on the travel roster this year that can be next year, whether it's on special teams, whether it's in a backup, 2-deep, 3-deep role, or maybe you find a potential starter. You know, you just never know how things are going to shake out. But I think there's a lot of positives with that group, and at the end of the day, it's all you can really ask for is those guys continue to get into the rhythm of being, you know, college football players.
How close do you follow the basketball part of it, Greg?
You know what, I've been keeping an eye on that more lately. Obviously, it's a big day for Pat Chambers and his program. You know, I encourage anyone more interested in that. Aaron Kasenitz is a colleague of mine at Penn Live. He took a deep dive. He went down to Philly for about a week and really looked at why all the kids that Penn State got in this class, a lot of them, you know, Philly kids picked Penn State and sort of what they liked about Patrick Chambers. And, you know, these kids just, they're buying into what, you know, Pat and his program and his assistants are trying to build at Penn State. And that's big. I mean, you know, as closely as you follow this, you know that days like this probably don't come around too often for the Penn State Hoops program. And, you know, it's a big one. Obviously, they're going to get ready to go here for the start of a new season. And I think that, you know, no matter how that plays out, the promise that these kids they signed today bring is just so immense. And there's so much talent coming that, you know, there's a reason to think this program's going to be on the uptick, a whole lot like, when people look at James Franklin's program and say, well, you know, it may not be exactly, you know, where fans want it, but the recruiting uptick is going to really improve where things are going. I think the basketball program's in the exact same boat. And there's been a lot of hard work from the staff there and even some of the current players to make that happen. It's impressive, Steve. It really is.
How are you going to spend your bye week? How much work versus how much rest?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty full week until Friday. You know, I'll check out probably a little bit early on Friday and sort of enjoy the weekend, watch some football on Saturday, watch some football on Sunday. But, you know, it's fairly full. I mean, we'll speak to James Franklin later today in State College. I'll be heading up from Harrisburg for that. Listen to some different things tomorrow and sort of just close out the week, you know, take Friday, Saturday, Sunday off and recharge. You know, sort of the same schedule as what the program itself is doing with its players. And, you know, it's a balance, so sure. But, you know, there's still, like you said earlier, it's a bye week, not an off week. So not a completely dead week heading into the last two games of the season.
Right, no question about that. You mentioned Michigan earlier. Will you take a good long look at the Michigan-Indiana game? You do a lot in a lot of different areas, Greg. So how much do you look at opponents and so forth, and how much do you read about them before you start putting things together? Or are you so segmented in such a way with what you're supposed to do that it's not as much of a priority?
Yeah, it depends who the opponent is. I mean, a team like Illinois, I didn't watch a whole lot of because sort of knew what they were about. Yeah. You know, they have a good quarterback, and the defense was kind of iffy, and they dropped a lot of passes. So there really wasn't a whole lot, you know, really to gain from studying them too much. But Michigan's interesting for a lot of different reasons. I'll watch that Indiana game. I'll probably DVR it and go back and watch it again just to sort of see what they're doing. You mentioned Jabril Peppers earlier. He's a really, really talented kid, you know, out of Paramus Catholic, and he's obviously been a game changer for them in a couple different ways this year, and he can play, you know, as much or as little as they need him to. And I'll be very curious to see where they line him up, against Indiana, and try and figure out how that might translate to what they do with him against Penn State. And, you know, it's going to be a really interesting matchup when you consider this kid can sort of do it all on offense and defense if asked. So, yeah, I mean, for a team like Michigan, I'll pay a little bit more attention to, you know, what Jim Harbaugh's saying in the build-up and, you know, what the media that covers Michigan's writing and sort of go back and watch as much of their highlights and any available tape as possible. But it's really opponent-based, honestly. I mean, there's a lot of focus on Penn State, of course, and, you know, sometimes you're aware just by, you know, like Temple, you know, being in Pennsylvania, you were aware of what they were. Illinois, you knew what they were. I mean, so – it's dependent. I mean, Northwestern required a little bit more work last week just to try and, because it's such a, you know, it's a program that just goes up and down, it seems, and you're never quite sure what you're going to get from them. And Pat Fitzgerald is always very insightful. So paid a little bit more attention last week, will again this week. And then, you know, probably the same with Michigan State as well, since they'll be closing out the season in East Lansing. But yeah, it's certainly, you know, the balance between opponent focus and Penn State focus is, you know, it's sometimes it's 70-30, sometimes it's 50-50, and, you know, sometimes, depending on the situation, it could be more skewed towards the opponent. But for Michigan, it'll definitely be closer to 50-50, no question about it.
Greg, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate the time very much.
All right, Steve. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Greg Pickle, PennLive.com. Great to have him with us on the show as we continue with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Import Carbon.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. And don't forget, tonight, News Radio 1070 WKOK. It's playoff football time on the high school level as Shikellamy plays at Jersey Shore. 7 o'clock the kickoff, 6:30 the airtime with Kevin Herr and Tim Four on the call tonight. Lewisburg is at Montoursville tonight, and that will be on the Valley 100.9. Matt Cotrillo has the call. And Pat O'Brien and Ryan Brand going to be on 94KX tonight for Sealands Grove's playoff game, which is at home tonight with Bucknell opening tonight with Shenandoah. In basketball, that's going to be on Eagle 107. So the high school game for Sealands Grove to open up the playoffs will be on 94KX tonight, 6 o'clock the airtime, 7 o'clock the kickoff. That's all coming up this evening. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket imports domestics microbrews. And the snacks, soda, water. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And, of course, the pickle bar is second to none. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket. Stock up for the weekend. In fact, start stocking up for the holidays now. Make sure you have the best selection of everything, because you never know who's going to drop by at Thanksgiving. You never know who's going to drop by during the holiday season, or if there's only a party out of nowhere. Kyle has a long list he's going to. Maybe he'll take me to one. All right, and I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. With the callers today, we've had a lot of fun and a lot of response. And that is, what venue have you been to where you walked in the first time and it blew you away? Now, we've heard some great ones so far. Ebbets Field, Fenway Park, Mikey Stadium, Three Rivers Stadium. I mean, those are just some of those. I mean, I'm leaving some out along the way. I heard Crosley Field was another one. Michigan Stadium, Notre Dame Stadium, Augusta National, you know, Lambeau Field. What, you know, what venue did you walk in the first time and it just blew you away? You're like, well, you just walked in and just said to yourself, you probably had seen it on TV many times, and you looked around and said, I can't believe I'm here, man. Look at this place. Beaver Stadium. Beverly called in. Her grandsons went to Beaver Stadium. Her 8-year-old grandson went to Beaver Stadium. And the first time they walked into Beaver Stadium, they had that wow moment. That was 2 weeks ago when they came here for the Illinois game. 800-795-9565. That's just a sampling of what we've heard. If you want to duplicate it, fine. I just want to know your personal experience. What did you walk in the first time you look around and said, I can't believe I'm here. This is great. Look at this place. I've seen this place on TV my entire life, and now I'm standing here. What venue gave you that feeling? Could be Madison Square Garden, could be the Rose Bowl, could be Augusta National, could be Indianapolis Motor Speedway, could be Wimbledon, could be Flushing Meadow, could be Yankee Stadium. Could be Citizens Bank Park, PNC Park, Scheib Field, that, whatever. 800-795-9565. That is our question of the day that we've been having a lot of fun with. You know, we deal with a lot of serious subjects on here all the time. Every once in a while, you need to kick back and say, you know what, let's have one of those fun days. Well, today happens to be one of those fun days. And that's what we're trying to do, is kind of close out the week with that nice uptick into the weekend. Because your experience as a sports fan is so important. Well, you walk in and you get that little kid feeling. And you look around and you say, man, I can't believe I'm here. Look at this place. What place is that? 800-795-9565 is the number. 800-795-9565. News at the bottom of the hour. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Where Mount Pleasant Mills, Dornsife, and Treverton turn first for news. News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Court returns pension to Jerry Sandusky. AccuWeather says snow showers possible tomorrow morning. I'm Jennifer Wakeman, WKOK News. A Pennsylvania court is ordering the state government to restore the pension of former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky, who was convicted of sexually abusing 10 boys. A Commonwealth court panel ruled unanimously Friday that the State Employees Retirement Board wrongly concluded Sandusky was a Penn State employee when he committed the crimes that were the basis for the pension forfeiture. The pension is worth about $4,900 a month to Sandusky and his wife, Dottie. The judges also ordered the board to pay back interest. They reinstated the pension retroactively to when the board ended it in October 2012, on the day Sandusky was sentenced to 30 to 60 years in prison. Sandusky collected a $148,000 lump sum payment upon retirement in 1999. He's now 71. Shikellamy School Board Vice President Dr. James Hartman retired after Thursday's meeting. In his 17 years with the district, Hartman spent most of his time as the superintendent. The now former vice president spoke fondly of his time at Shikellamy.
It's been a good experience, and the school district's just part of my life. And I'm glad to see that it appears that we're still moving in a good direction here, and I'm confident in the future.
Hartman plans to spend time with his family, including his grandson, who lives outside Pennsylvania. And the University of Pittsburgh is the latest U.S. school to rescind an honorary degree issued to Bill Cosby. AccuWeather says cloudy and breezy tonight with a low of 36. Tomorrow, a snow shower possible early in the morning. Otherwise, windy with times of clouds and sun, a high of 47. Sunday, mostly sunny, not as cool, high 58. Plenty of sunshine for Monday and a high of 59. For the latest news all the time, go to WKOK.com. I'm Jennifer Wakeman, WKOK News.
We're inviting you to the party here at Seelands Grove Ford. Friends and neighbors, Todd, what's going on?
Friends and neighbors, and we're inviting Ford, and I'm glad Ford's with us because, yeah. You know, if you're looking to buy a new car, new truck, you got to get to Seelands Grove Ford because it doesn't get any easier than this. Every car that we have, every truck that we have, the pricing is clearly marked on the window. It says X-Plan pricing, which is the insider price, less rebates, and it's the best pricing of the whole year.
It's fantastic, and for some people, I've seen a lot of activity also over by the certified pre-owned.
Yeah, really neat. I mean, it gives you peace of mind when you buy a pre-owned car, Scott. It's basically you're buying a pre-owned car with a new car warranty.
Fantastic. And hey, winter driving's coming up ahead right here at Seelands Grove Ford. They're ready. Buy three tires and get one free. Seelands Grove Ford at the bridge in Seelands Grove.
You're smiling. You love the feeling at the bridge in Seelands Grove. They're sharp pencil dealing. Go, go, go to Seelands Grove Ford.
High-tech one-day dentistry. Dr. Jenkins' patients love his single-visit Cerec crowns.
The technology is things I've seen on TV and things I've read about in magazines, but I've never experienced anywhere else.
Dr. Jenkins is really high-tech. The way he does crowns, now it's one step and you leave the office and it's all finished.
I like the fact that we can have the one-step crowns done.
It's been a wonderful experience. Everything done in one day. Before, I was not a smiler. I like to smile now.
I previously have worked in a dentist office. The crown work has been so much more advanced than what I was used to.
Dr. Jenkins did a very good job. If you need a crown, he can do it at one visit instead of two or three.
I've had caps done by the new machine that he does. I really enjoy that. You don't have to come back for visits. It's just a very enjoyable experience going to the dentist.
24 years of dentistry. Dr. Carl Jenkins in Watsontown. Visit us at smilesbyjenkins.com.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Who?
Your career.
What?
Yeah, I'm calling for News Radio 1070 WKOK, where you get more than a job. You get a career. The harder you work, the more you can make. And man, is it fun working in radio.
I like that.
You work shoulder to shoulder with this area's business leaders, helping them succeed with creative marketing plans and clever radio ads like this one.
I like helping people.
A great benefits package and the chance to work in the coolest industry in the world, radio. And free station t-shirts.
What do I do?
Hang up and log on to WKOK.com. Because when your career calls, don't ignore it.
At News Radio 1070 WKOK, we speak your language when it comes to giving you not just a job, but a career. If you're creative, driven, communicate well, and love to help others, then Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation wants you. We're in the need of account executives for our sales team. Go to WKOK.com. Sunbury Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Greetings, Mark Lawrence from WKOK Sunrise. On Monday morning, we'll start out with George Vinios of Home Instead Senior Care. He'll talk about an upcoming Alzheimer's event with some very new, important information. Mary Howe, the Lewisburg School Board member, will come in. She'll reflect on her years of being the voice of reason on the Lewisburg School Board. She got voted out, so she'll reflect on her tenure. And we'll hear from Ann Keeler Evans of the Universalist Unitarian Church. They'll talk about their Love Flows activities. It's Monday Sunrise.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports domestic microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Store perfectly laid out, plenty of help to get the cases to the car. Soda, water, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The bags are right there at the register. And the pickle bar is second to none. Stock up now and also stock up for the holidays at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, Port Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And before we get to our next call, our bozo of the day goes once again to the Dallas Cowboys and to Dez Bryant and then Jason Garrett, who says wide receiver Dez Bryant should have handled Thursday's tirade directed at the media differently. On Friday, Garrett addressed the issue with Bryant and the entire team. I believe that 100% of our guys do things the right way and about 98% of the time. What we need to do as coaches is to make sure they understand what the expectations are for their conduct and behavior on the field, their conduct and behavior off the field. And when they don't do things the right way, we're going to let them know. Yes, it's an organization that stands for America and apple pie. All right. That is our bozo, sports bozo of the day. 800-795-9565. What sports venue have you been to where you walked in and looked around and said, man, I can't believe I'm here? All right, who's next? Who do we have and where are you calling from?
We have Don from Center Hall.
Don. Hi, Don. How are you today? It's great to have you with us.
I'm good.
Hello, Don.
How are you?
It's great to have you on board, Don.
Hey, I think this is a pretty neat thing to do on a Friday afternoon, and the venue that blew me away, especially since I'd seen it so many times on TV when I finally got there, was Fenway Park.
Really? Okay. When you walked in, Don, you come up through the portal. What struck you first?
How small it was, the intimacy of it, and also the loominess of the Green Monster.
Now, what year was this when you walked in the first time? Do you recall that?
Oh, let's see. It was about 11 years ago, so what would that put it, like 04, 05?
04, yeah, 04. Yep.
Actually,
great.
It was it was the year, I don't think it was the year that the Sox won the World Series, but that weekend I got tickets to, it was the divisional playoff between the Yankees and the Red Sox. I was lucky enough to get those tickets. So that kind of blew me away too. But
do you remember where you sat, Don?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay.
So
what other memories?
Any other memories?
Oh, we spent about 4 days in Boston, and I had a me and my wife and our, three-month-old kid. So it was it was a nice little getaway. While we were there, we stayed for a couple of days. So Boston's a pretty cool town, too.
Oh, that's cool, Don. That's great. Hey, thanks for chiming in and giving us some great memories there at a great venue.
All right, thanks.
Enjoy, thank you, Don.
Enjoy hearing you do your work, Steve.
Oh, Don, that means a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Yep. Have a good afternoon.
And one of the individuals I get to work with all the time is Jack Hamm, who is going to join us on the show next week. In fact, I literally just got off the phone with Jack before I went back on the air. He called me during the news break. And Jack will be on the show next week. We have a lot of fun next week. A lot of fun. Get this lineup next week. The lineup next week includes Jim Brandstetter, the play-by-play voice of Michigan football, Gene Deckerhoff, the play-by-play voice of Florida State football and men's basketball, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Remember, the Eagles are playing the Bucs next week. John Bacon, the great author who wrote the book Fourth and Long that included all that great work about Penn State. We'll have John Bacon on the show next week. Jack Hamm on the show next week. Dick Girardi on the show next week on college basketball. How about that for a week? That's our week. Feel good about it. 800-795-9565. Fun topic on a Friday. What venue did you walk in the first time and look around and say to yourself, wow, I can't believe I'm here. This is great. And I'm sure it was something that you highly anticipated as you were driving or going to whatever event was going to be at that venue. What would that be? It could be anywhere. It could be the Madison Square Garden. Could be Shy Park, the Vet. Could be Citizens Bank Park, PNC Park, Three Rivers, Forbes Field, Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, Camden Yards, Yankee Stadium, Fenway, Wrigley, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Could be Oakmont. Could be Augusta National. Could be, I mean, they just, you know, it could be the Rose Bowl, Lambeau Field, Soldier Field. I don't care. It doesn't, you know. It's your memory. It's your memory. What's fun about this is that it's your memory. We've heard Ebbets Field today, which that one is the one where I sat back going, wow. Dave in Sunbury. Hi, Dave. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Great to have you with us, Dave. What place did you walk in the first time, look around and say, this is pretty cool?
Well, it was probably Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. I was born in Baltimore, and I'm an Orioles fan. So that was it. But I have a story.
Please.
I went, my wife is a Phillies fan. So, okay. But long before that, back in 1970, I was in the Navy and my ship was in Philadelphia. And so we could get into Veterans Stadium for 50 cents showing our ID. And so a bunch of us would go every once in a while, and we had to sit in the top 10 rows. So
wow.
A couple years ago, we could reach up and grab one of the airplanes as they flew over. But a couple years ago, my wife and I decided to go after lunch on a Sunday afternoon. And so we got tickets and we went down and we were in that third row from the top for $22. It was a little more than the 50 cents we got in for before. But we were there for the 10,000th loss.
Oh, my goodness. A slice of history, Dave.
Yes. There was somebody with a sign outside that said, after the game was over, and said, that 10,000th loss, they can't take that from us.
That's good. That's priceless. Oh, great memories. The Old Memorial Stadium. I actually worked a couple of Penn State football games at Old Memorial Stadium. And when I went in there, of course, I remembered the great World Series that had been played in there. But I also remembered all the great Baltimore Colts teams led by John Unitas that played in there as well. And when I walked on the field, I kind of felt that as I walked on the field.
I saw Jackie Robinson. They had him there for, I don't know, a special event or something. And they before the game, they had him up, and he was hitting balls. You know, they're pitching to him, batting practice-like, and hitting balls. And he kept hitting foul balls into the stands. And so they asked him why he kept hitting foul balls into the stand. He says, all these fans want souvenirs. So
that actually takes a skill to do that, Dave.
Yeah.
So, hey, that's great. That's great
stuff.
Thanks
for taking my call.
Oh, it was our pleasure to take your call. Thanks for adding to the show.
Thank you.
1-800-795-9565. What venue did you walk in the first time and have that, this is really cool? You know what? I'm so thrilled to be here. Not only that, I'm kind of blown away that I'm here. Could be, you know, and there's so many great places. Some places, unfortunately, have been torn down. Some places like the Rose Bowl or Notre Dame Stadium or Beaver Stadium or the Big House or the Horseshoe or Madison Square Garden or Fenway or Wrigley. I mean, they all still exist. Old Yankee Stadium, no, doesn't exist any longer, obviously. New Yankee Stadium where they played the Pinstripe Bowl. Old Yankee Stadium, they have outlined in the park next to New Yankee Stadium, outlined in blue. And it was funny, last year before Penn State was going to play the Pinstripe Bowl, Jack Ham was on the phone with me, and he said, I was telling Joanne the other day, Joanne's his wife, so I was telling Joanne the other day, Steve, that he said, I played against Fran Tarkenton in All Yankee Stadium. I said, yeah, I know you did. He says, what's on the phone? He says, tell her. I was like, what? He says, yes, Joanne, he actually did play at Old Yankee Stadium against Fran Tarkenton. 800-795-9565 is the number. 800-795-9565. Where did you go? Where was it the first time you walked in, looked around, and said, you know what? Wow, this is really cool. I can't believe I'm here. And we have had some incredible answers today. Incredible answers, which then it brought with it a flood of great memories. Venues do that. Places do that. You know, you'll go to a lake, for example, just some of the lake, and suddenly it's someplace you've been before. Good things happen there. Whether it happened to be a great fishing trip, or you went with your dad or your mom, whatever, and you're out there, the outdoor, and the memories flood back right away. Arenas, stadiums, event venues, racetracks, whatever, all bring that back. Right? Venues, locations, bring with it a flood of memories. Dick Girardi said something really neat to me last week. Or 2 weeks ago, we were talking, and he was down in Kentucky. We had some long talks with John Calipari and with Rick Pitino, and then was working his way to the Breeders' Cup, which was at Keeneland. And he said, you know, it's really great. He says, having it at Keeneland, he says, it's like having the Final Four at the Palestra. Now, there's another great venue, the Palestra. But horse racing has its great venues, too. Keeneland, Churchill Downs, Saratoga. Oh, Saratoga. What venue did you go to that when you walked in, you said, wow, this is really cool? What is that? Share it with us at 800-795-9565. We'll take a break, one final break, and then more of your calls at 800-795-9565. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Safe Hunting PA in a minute. Brought to you by Ram.
Being a great hunter requires a lot of skill and a commitment to safety. Hunting for a great truck, however, only requires tracking down your nearest Ram dealer. That's because Ram 1500 is the only truck with an available class-exclusive EcoDiesel engine that gets up to 29 miles per gallon highway and can haul 9,200 pounds. See your local Ram dealer today. Guts. Glory. Ram. Class-based on light-duty pickups. EPA estimated 29 mpg highway based on HFE EcoDiesel V6 4x2. Actual results may vary. Towing capacity when properly equipped.
The Pennsylvania Game Commission urges turkey hunters to be safe and follow these rules. Don't ever pull the trigger until you positively identify your target. Never shoot at sounds or movement. It could be another hunter. Always keep your gun pointed in a safe direction. Be seen in fluorescent orange and never in red, white, blue, or black clothing, the colors found on turkeys. For more information, log on to PennsWilds.com.
Come on home to convenience. Come on over with style. Come on home to Kohl's.
It's never too early to make your list and check it twice. Come on home to Kohl's Hardware to make your Christmas shopping quick and easy.
Company's coming, and holiday entertaining gets easier with extra help from your friends at Kohl's Hardware. Now is the perfect time to add a portable roaster, 6-foot folding table, and steel folding chairs on sale now at Kohl's.
Kohl's has great gifts for every member of the family, including DeWalt and Milwaukee power tools, ShopVac wet-dry vacuums, dog beds, and Eden Pure heaters.
Make your holiday shopping quick, easy, fun, and rewarding with Kohl's Hardware gift cards. For every $25 in Kohl's gift cards purchased, get a $5 Kohl's rewards card for yourself.
Check out the sale prices in our holiday circular at kohlshardware.com and sign up for exclusive online offers year-round. We're right around the corner, right here in your hometown. Come on home to Kohl's for all your Christmas gift shopping needs.
Come on home to Kohl's.
Help Susquehanna Valley, we are overloaded. Hi, it's Mark here from Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, wondering if you are tired of your old ride. We have too many cars and need to reduce our total amount of vehicles immediately. Bob Zimmerman said, do not let a customer making any reasonable offer leave without the car they want. Maybe you want a new set of wheels but are unsure if you can make it work with your budget. Well, get confident because we are going to help you drive a nice brand new 2015 or 16 Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram truck today. Think you're underwater in your trade? No problem. Does your vehicle dash look like a Christmas tree? Well, get rid of that zero. Let Zimmerman's be the hero. Don't worry about credit, because we'll help you get it. Our For the People credit approval process is better than pumpkin pie, so stay calm and gobble on. During the Blockbuster Black Friday sales event, you'll get the loan and you'll drive it home. We are Zimmerman's in Sunbury on Route 61 or at ZimmermanJeep.com, and we are For the People. Call 988-JEEP to reserve your VIP appointment and drive home the car of your dreams today.
You're going to drive away smiling, Zimmerman Motors.
We are not done yet. This has been an absolute blast for me today, listening to all of you talk about the great places that you have been to in your lifetime and those places that were very special to you that gave you that wow moment when you first walked in and saw it. Again, venues bring with them, and I don't care if it's an everyday life venue or it happens to be a sports venue, that bring back a flood of memories no matter what. And we've heard some great ones so far, and we still have a few more minutes to get one or two more left at 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. What place did you walk into the first time? Maybe a place you'd always want to go to, and you finally got to it, and you looked around and said, wow, I can't believe I'm here. This is so cool. 800-795-9565. Yes, you know, we have time. Give us a call. I'd love to hear what that happens to be, because the wide range of comments today have been thoroughly enjoyable for me. Today's show is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Store is really well laid out. Free parking, of course. plenty of help to get any cases into the car that you need or the van, whatever. And at the same time, they have water, soda, snacks. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is second to none. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And don't forget as well that it's not just the weekend you can stock up for. Maybe I start thinking about stocking up for the holidays, too. Thanksgiving is 13 days away. I mean, 13 days away from beautiful four, and for some of you who think about the opening of hunting season, five-day weekend Thanksgiving. How about that? That's not that far away, less than 2 weeks. Of course, another big tailgate next week with Michigan coming up here at Beaver Stadium as well. We will find out on Sunday the kickoff time for that. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Kevin did turn in the Ford Fusion today. New vehicle coming up as well. And, of course, Kevin will be periscoping later this evening. Big one tonight. It'll be Jersey Shore at home taking on Shikellamy. 7 o'clock the kickoff, 6:30 the airtime with Kevin and Tim Four. As playoff football hits the airwaves, don't forget Sealands Grove because of the Bucknell opener tonight with Shenandoah, which is on Eagle 107 with Doug Birdsong. That means the Sealands Grove playoff game will be on 94KX tonight with Pat O'Brien and Ryan Brandt. 6 o'clock the airtime, 7 o'clock the kickoff this evening. And then Matt Cotrillo has the call tonight on 100.9 The Valley as Lewisburg opens postseason play at Montoursville. So it's a big night on the Sunbury Broadcasting family of stations with plenty going on between Bucknell basketball and three high school football playoff games. Tomorrow, the Nittany Lions will open their basketball season with VMI at the Jordan Center, and former Nittany Lion Dan Earle will be on hand as the head coach of VMI. Dan was hurt twice in his career here. Once it was a back issue that knocked him out for the season. And then the second time was when he tore his ACL. When he was out with the ACL, I remember, you know, you have an opportunity of practices to have long talks with players when they're out. And I had said to him, I said, look, I said, I know you want to play professionally. I've got that, which he did. He played professionally for a while. In fact, he was in the final cut for the Nets like three or four times in his career and then went on to play professionally elsewhere. And I said to him, I said, you know, Dan, when your playing career is over, you're going to be a head coach someday. He says, you really think so? I said, yeah. And just by the your temperament, your acumen, how you put things together on a basketball floor, great basketball IQ, great IQ, period. I said, you're going to be a head basketball coach someday, and I'm going to announce one of your games. Well, it turned out it's his first game, and he'll be in the Jordan Center tomorrow. A great career he had at Penn State, and then, of course, was an important part of the as an assistant coach of the coaching staff that got Penn State to the NCAA tournament in 2011 and the NIT championship in 2009. But that's coming up tomorrow at 1 at the BJC. 800-795-9565, you want to sneak one in. The list of venues we heard today was long and impressive along the way, and really neat. Great stuff. Everything from Mikey Stadium to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore to Three Rivers Stadium to Fenway Park to, oh, geez, what else did we hear? Ebbets Field. Ebbets Field's the one that really kind of, wow, that kind of blew me away. And he'd been to Fenway, Scheib Park, and several others along the way. So it's really, really great. Earlier I heard Lambeau Field, I heard Notre Dame Stadium, Michigan Stadium, and Augusta National I heard. Great stuff today. I mean, long list. 800-795-9565. I'd love to sneak in one more before we get before we take the curtain down on this show for today and for the week. Let's see if they've got one last one here. Okay, we're going to sneak you in before the top. Who do we have? Okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm Edna. I'm living between Shamokin and Harrisburg. Well, yeah. Moving out of Shamokin to Harrisburg. A big thrill, I actually won Penn State tickets for two a few years ago on a call-in. I'd never been to a Penn State game. My husband wanted me to sell them on eBay. I could, you know, go Christmas shopping for myself, but I did not do that, and it was just awesome. going to the Penn State game. Ended up being a whiteout, but we stopped at James Way and bought white hooded sweatshirts, went to the game, and it was great. They played Ohio State, too.
That's awesome, Edna. That is awesome.
That was fun. That was fun.
That's great. I'm thrilled. That's a great story.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and thanks so much for calling. You added a lot.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. In fact, Beverly called the show earlier and said her 8-year-old grandson went 2 weeks ago to the Illinois-Penn State game, and her grandson was blown away by walking into Beaver Stadium for the first time. What a great week. We have fun next week. Jim Brandstetter, John Bacon, Jack Ham, Dick Girardi, Gene Deckerhoff, all on next week's show. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. From the Sunbury Motors Studio, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us.
Weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor.